Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Are you ready for the Celtics back over 500, Keith?
Yeah, I've been waiting all season for this. Holy smokes. I thought the Celtics were going to be okay. I was wrong for the most part, but turning that ship around just a little bit.
Little bit.
You got to get one game over 500 before you get to two games over 500, before you get to five games over 500, before you can play in the play-in game. See, it's find out your fate when you're the 9 seed in the Eastern Conference. One step at a time.
Well, maybe you win
one win at a time.
You don't really find out right then.
Yeah, because
maybe you beat the 10 seed.
Yeah.
And now you got like the 7 or the 8 waiting for you.
If you could choose between winning the NBA Cup or...
NBA Cup. Stop right there.
Yeah, NBA Cup.
I'm asking the wrong...
I'm barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. NBA Cup. What do you mean?
Yeah, you don't want to make that play-in tournament?
No.
The little quick play-in?
Well, not... I mean, if I'm given the choice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm winning something. I don't think I'm winning anything from the 8
seed. You'd rather be... Win the NBA Cup and be a lottery team. So you get to raise a banner and you have a little chance at DeBanza.
Kind of the best of both worlds, if you ask me.
All right.
So the Celtics are winners last night, 113-99 over the Brooklyn Nets. That's where we start here today on Jones and Keefe. Whole bunch of ways you can get in touch on the phones and text line 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Healthy chat there. You can watch there as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. I will get to the Red Sox later on this hour. We'll get to the Bruins later on this hour. We'll get to, and this is new, Keith. This is proprietary. And we should have copywrote it. Yeah. We should have done that yesterday.
Yes.
But the Jones and Keefe AFC standings, we have a mathematical numerical formula to rework the AFC standings. Because a lot of people are complaining about the Patriots.
Yeah.
Are they fool's gold? Do they have any good wins?
Strength of schedule. Who they play? No.
Strength of victory.
The legwork has been done. We already told you weeks ago that the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor had them in at 100%.
Correct.
Way ahead of everybody else.
Much
further
ahead.
This is sort of a little bit, this is next level. This is through 11 weeks, taking a look at all the teams in the AFC, all their wins and losses.
This is ours only. Don't go copying it now.
You can use it, but just get a cite us.
Yeah.
You got to put the old at Jones and Keefe if you're using it on Twitter or Instagram, something like that. But so you'll find out how serious they are and where they rank against everybody else.
So we'll do that at 11.
Good.
Plus we have a Would You Rather Wednesday. We have the Dork Minute.
Yeah.
And Pure Hoops with Terp. At high noon, so a busy day.
Fresh off a trip to the Barclays.
Here on Jones and Keefe. I'm curious his thoughts on the Celtics now at 8-7. They beat the Brooklyn Nets last night, who are now 0-7 at home, 2-12 overall.
And another reason why you can't tank. We asked the question preseason for both the Bruins and the Celtics, like, should either one consider tanking? The Celtics just physically can't. Like, unless Brown and White were out for the season as well as Tatum. Like, look at the team. Look at that Nets team. Like, are they serious with that? Like, that is an NBA team, I guess.
Oh, you don't like Michael Porter Jr.? You don't like a front court of Noah?
Actually, Michael Porter Jr. is not bad. He's their best player by far.
Noah Clowney and Nick Claxton?
No.
Terrence Mann?
No.
Igor Demon?
Igor Demon.
That's sweet. That's a sweet name.
That's though. A kick-ass name, but that's no, I don't want Igor Demon on my team. Like, oh, you guys ready to go? It's like, yeah, we're starting Igor Demon tonight.
Okay, so they're bad. Here's the bad news for the Celtics. They were losing with 9 minutes to go in this game.
Yeah, that was surprising to me.
I would say that was surprising.
That was alarming.
So they're 8-7. They're over 500. They've won three in a row. I want to say, and I was saying the other day, I'm like, well, maybe they're righting the ship a little bit. The schedule is lightening up. Back-to-back in Brooklyn. I don't feel great about last night's win. I mean, I'm happy they won compared to losing,
obviously.
But I don't feel great coming out of that game last night and look at the Celtics like they've figured anything out.
No, you're in a dogfight with the Brooklyn Nets.
They had one possession at the end of the game where I want to say it was like three or four straight threes. They just kept grabbing offensive rebounds and just hucking up threes. And it's like they've learned nothing. Nothing has changed. They've lost a bunch of talent off the team. I feel like they still don't know how to play. I thought they'd just, you know, wipe the floor with Brooklyn last night, that gorgeous herringbone floor. I thought they'd wipe the floor with them.
Yeah.
And it turns out they were losing with 9 minutes to go to this trash-ass team.
Yeah, they're a dump team.
I wanted to come in feeling better about them, and I really don't. And you look at a guy like Jaylen Brown last night. If you look at the final box score, okay. He puts up 29 points. He has, a game where he's contributing rebounds and assists, though not enough, 4-4.
Uh-huh.
8 turnovers last night.
Part
Yikes. Of 19 turnovers for the Celtics. Why were the Nets in the game?
Yeah, that's it.
Because they kept turning it over, and because their number one guy kept turning it over last night to the point where he was kind of benched in the first half. Keefe, he was benched.
Played 10 minutes.
In the first half. He played 10 total minutes.
Yeah.
Here's Jaylen on that after the game, his limited usage in the first half.
No, I was just playing like in the first half. Honestly, turning the ball over, et cetera. So I was just, it took a minute for me to figure it out, but I kind of picked it up to close the game. But got to come out to a better start in the first half, especially in the first quarter, because the team kind of feeds off me. I know that, so I got to be better. Jill's just holding me to a higher standard.
Okay, so, like, he didn't play well last night. He was great in the third quarter, but he didn't start the game. 8 turnovers, like, that's why the Nets were in the game.
Is it too harsh to say, like, we're learning a lot about Jaylen Brown, or maybe we're just confirming what we already knew, where, like, he's a very, very good player, and he's been on very, very good teams his whole career, but he's not going to carry a team. Like, or I was trying to think of other comps, and the one that I came up with before, I don't know if I've come up with one better, but, like, Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine's really good, and if Zach LaVine was paired up with Jason Tatum for his whole career...
Which, by the way, earmuffs out there, Andy Hart. Andy Hart can't...
Hates LaVine?
Jaylen
Brown.
He can't possibly like his guy Jaylen Brown to be compared to Zach LaVine.
I don't know if it's too harsh. This guy's a finals MVP. He's a multi-time all-star. He was all-NBA for a season. But you can go through years and find guys that you're like, okay, he was all-NBA. Like, good for you, but, like, isn't perennial. Like, Jason Tatum. And some wonder, does Tatum get too much credit and Brown not enough? I don't know. I think the way it's unfolding this season is only kind of supporting that case. Like, Jason Tatum, just how important he is. And we've been upset. Like, we've been frustrated with him, and we've talked about some, like, late possessions with him or sort of disappearing for a quarter here and there. But overall, I think you know what his worth is. And Jaylen Brown, a really good player, but it's the NBA. Every team's going to have a guy that scores 25 points per game. So, like, something like that isn't going to really stand out to you. And you're struggling to beat the Nets. You just barely got over 500. I don't know. Like, this could have gone another way. There was some talk that, like, hey, Jaylen Brown wants to prove that he is a true top 10 player in the league. This will be his opportunity. There's no sharing credit. Yeah, sure. People will be like, oh, Derek White's good, Peyton Pritchard's good. But this will be Jaylen Brown's time to shine.
So I think they've all been exposed, right? Derek White.
Oh, big time.
Peyton Pritchard, the coach, Joe Mazzulla. Like, they've all been exposed. And I thought they would all look better than they have. All of them.
Yeah.
And Pritchard's maybe turned it on a little bit.
See, I think even with Pritchard, though, it's like...
What is he?
He was the sixth man of the year. That's awesome. That's what he should be. And so he's been asked to do more, and I think he's doing the best he can. He's had some good nights. He's had some bad nights. To me, it's more Brown and White. Like, I just assumed, wrongly, that those two guys would play at an all-star caliber. And Brown will be an all-star, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought they would be more, completely step up their game with Tatum not there, because there's just way more shots to be had. There's way more possession. There's way more time with the ball. And I don't know. I haven't really seen it enough. Not consistently.
So, and I guess... why I'm disappointed is because I had a high opinion of Jaylen Brown. Like, I thought in the playoffs last year when Tatum went down, Jaylen couldn't carry him to a title, but I thought he could carry him past New York. I thought they had enough.
For one game, it looked like maybe they could. Then it turned back into a pumpkin.
And look, last year they still had a lot without Tatum. Yeah. Like, you still had Drew Holiday, and you still had Porzingis, although he needed to take a nap every other game.
Yeah, that was wild.
And you still had Horford, and like I really thought with that much, and it was still only the Knicks on the other side, I thought Jaylen could carry him past it. There was a point in the offseason, if they treated it seriously, where I thought they'd be a top four team if they just added something in the offseason. They did not. The offseason was a joke. The new owner is a joke. And so they tore it down. So I lowered that to still top six in the East, which I don't think is a crazy expectation. And I want your thoughts on this. 617-779-7937. What is a realistic expectation? But because I had Jaylen Brown, or a high opinion of Jaylen Brown, I'm really disappointed in how he's played. 8 turnovers last night, getting benched. He came out the other day when he had 30-plus points, and he's like, oh, you know, I wasn't even that good.
Oh, the team needs me to do more.
Feels like
dude, you were good that game.
This moody, sad sack attitude that it's not translating with this team on the floor. And I hate to say it, I didn't think this would be the case, but Jaylen is getting exposed without Tatum and the rest of the talent around him. I think your Zach LaVine comp is a pretty good one.
Thank you.
LaVine's made 2 all-star teams. Brown's already made 4 on his way to 5.
Yeah, but it helps when you're on a winning team, right?
100%.
I think Klay Thompson's a really good player, but the what if of his career, if he's not paired up with Steph Curry, what does that look like?
How many all-star teams has Klay Thompson
made? A bunch.
If I had to guess, like...
Well, winning teams...
8?
I bet that's too many.
5, you're right.
Yeah,
so it's honestly like closer to Jaylen.
Yeah.
I looked up Jamal Murray. I was surprised. Jamal Murray's never made an all-star team.
That's weird.
Like, what would Denver be?
Good playoff player.
What if Jokic went down? And Jokic is better than Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
But what if Jokic went down, and what would Jamal Murray be? Would he be exposed? They're different style of players. I thought that would be a better comp, but honestly, Murray has no real accolades other than just, I mean, a championship, which Jaylen also has.
He wasn't finals MVP, but he was awesome in that playoff, so I guess there is that. No, Brown has a higher status than Jamal Murray, but yeah, it's just one of those things where a lot of guys on non-playoff teams are able to put up some numbers, and you're just thinking somebody like Brown, who has been at times a top 15 player in the league, should be able to at least elevate the team higher than that. And you know, I know people are saying, well, it's not just Tatum. It's also all the other guys that you're missing as well. But I don't know. You look at there are teams like the Nets in the league. Like you lost to a team like the Jazz. You have a losing record against the Sixers. Like there were opportunities there where it's not like you're playing the Thunder and the Pistons and, you know, these teams every single night. Like you have an opportunity to. And nobody, I think the level of expectation was very fair to go into the year. You and I were both somewhat optimistic. We're like, they could be the 6th seed, right? Yeah. Like nobody was saying like, oh, look out, this team
wanted
is
to
be.
I wanted to put them higher, but the offseason was such a joke.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about putting them any higher, but I would have if they took the offseason seriously. So
yeah.
I agree. I think expectations weren't crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, the team to me has been disappointing. That includes a win last night. Now they get.
So I keep going back to this part is. The other 3 guys that they let go for salary reasons, they needed to really replace those guys anyway. Could you rely on Kristaps Porzingis? No, you couldn't. It's just been too many times where you're like, he's going to be hurt in big games.
From what I've read, yeah, the Hawks are already like done. They're ready to trade him.
Yeah,
they're ready
hurt.
To move his salary. Yeah.
He's already missed almost half the games, and he has a knee injury, so he's already out. Al Horford, you see what he's doing with Golden State?
No.
Nothing.
I bet him a couple of times, and they have not hit, so I'm assuming it's not going
nothing.
Well.
Yeah, that poor guy, remember he texted us his parlay. It all came down to Horford getting like 6 points. He couldn't even do it.
Yeah,
he's awful.
That was a rough one.
Basically, since he came to the Celtics, every time he's left the Celtics, he's been awful. And he's old. Like, he had a good career. I'm not trying to dump on him. I'm just saying, even if you brought back Porzingis and Horford, how much would they give you? Surprisingly, Holiday's doing decent with Portland.
Yeah, supposedly.
He's doing well.
He's playing well, and Simons has been disappointing here.
Yeah.
But I just
feel like those big guys, you couldn't even rely on them. You wouldn't be like in a much better spot if you had Porzingis and Horford. You know, you'd be writing a pretty big check to 2 guys that would be in and out of the lineup anyway.
Mm.
So like, you needed to replace those guys regardless of contracts.
Just because his name came up, Simons had a little bit of a bounce back game last night.
Well, he was good in the first half, right?
26 minutes, 11 points, right? And some of when, you know, Jaylen was out, they needed something. He even had some assists last night, which hasn't happened a lot with him. The offseason to me, I think expectations were realistic. And now I think it might be time to revise it down. Like you said earlier, Keith, I don't know, were you joking or were you being serious when you said they're a play-in team? Have you moved them down in your mind for a team that should be top 6?
Well, because I really thought – of all people, you'd get more out of Derek White.
Because really, they're like a game out of being a top six
seed.
Yeah,
no, it's still pretty jumbled.
Atlanta's 9-6. They're the six seed. You know, you're really a game back of them.
Well, I mean, the 2 seed and the 11 seed are separated by 2 games. So it's still very, very clustered. But I know they've won 3 games in a row, so there's at least that. But yeah, I have less confidence in them now than I did at the start of the season.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, I have less confidence in them. I haven't lowered my expectations yet. Like, they should still be a 6 seed, but you know, I want to see if teams like Philly drop off. Detroit is good, and we thought Detroit was good a year ago.
Detroit's nice.
I don't think they're as good as they played, though.
No, but they'll have a better record than the Celtics.
Is Toronto going to fall off? Oh, those are some of the teams ahead of the Celtics, and you can play that game 2 ways. Right now, Milwaukee and Orlando and the Celtics all have the same record. Maybe some
Giannis
of those teams
a couple weeks
move back. So that's kind of where they're at now. They get Brooklyn again. They get Orlando, which they've split with. Orlando's been disappointing, but they have the same record as you. And then the schedule really does pick up for the Celtics. Detroit, Minnesota, Cleveland, New York. So I think that stretch right there, we probably figure out a lot. If they play well, in that stretch,
it's
fair to start believing in this team again. If they play poorly in that stretch, then I think, you know, our adjusted expectations, it might be time to start dropping them down.
They need to win these next 2, I think, just to give themselves like
Brooklyn and Orlando.
Yeah.
And the Orlando game is a home game. So
yeah, the next 3 are homes. That Detroit game is even a home game the day before Thanksgiving. That'll be a good one.
6:17 Yeah. Well,
wait, what?
Yeah. Early. Oh, wait. Early Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah.
5:00?
So everyone's in their car?
By the time we're home from traffic at 2:00, Keith, on that, we'll barely get home for tip-off that day.
When everyone's walking into the high school hero bars, it's going to be tip-off for Celtics Pistons? Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everyone?
Good morning.
What up, what up? Hi, Wiggy. Hello, Courtney.
Hello.
How are you? It is a Wednesday, and good morning, Curtis. Hello.
Hey there, Greg. You're looking very vesty.
Thank you. I mean, sometimes I stay away from the vest because I don't like the comparisons with, and no offense, with Andy Gresh, but I felt like it was a vest morning. It's cold this morning.
It's cold.
It was
I was checking on the temperature bright and early this morning, and it was 31 lonely degrees, Curtis.
Why were you up so early? That was an early one for you.
Complete old man thing. I hate admitting it, but I woke up. Bullet was restless and therefore woke me up, and it was 2:30, and then I could not for the life of me fall back asleep. So I literally sent Chime 8 messages about things on the show. Sorry about that, Chime. I don't know if you were up or not, and puttered around.
Waking up to text from you, Greg.
I appreciate it, Chime. Thank you. That's what makes you you.
Maybe it was you and trainer Dan, just the endorphins were pumping hard yesterday.
We went full yoke yesterday. That could be it. I don't know. It's probably once I get up and I start thinking about things, I can't go back to sleep.
When's the last time you slept through the night? I don't sleep through the night.
Besides getting up to urinate. I sleep pretty well.
Oh, do you?
I'm always tired. But
I feel like I get up every hour on the hour.
I don't have that issue. It's just once I wake up, sometimes there's no falling back asleep. And I don't know if it's just an old man thing or if it's an every kind of person thing. But here we are, and we got a lot to get to. By the way, nice first half for your guy, Coach Anfernee Simons last night.
And when you finally play him, I guess he played like, 27 to 28 minutes last night?
I mean, Celtics tried to give another one away.
They did try that.
I don't know. Had to be double-digit turnovers last night for the Celtics.
Yeah, I think it was 19 or 20. It was ridiculous. I think they had 12 or...
It definitely was 20. I mean, it may have been more than that. Like, every other minute, they were giving the ball away.
Yeah. 20 on the dot.
20 on the dot. Yeah. And then, I don't know what was going on with Jaylen Brown, because he literally had zero fouls.
Yep.
Unless I'm mistaken. And played maybe 10 minutes in the first half last night?
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there.
Well, I don't know if you saw, like, there was audio of him maybe talking after the game, and he was basically, he played like ish.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, and
maybe we could get to that during They Said It Shot, if you could find that.
Yeah, it's all over there. But your boy Pritch has turned it around. I give him that. He started off the season struggling from three-point land. He couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. But the last couple of games, he's kind of found his stroke a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's done a good job. Derek White is just kind of Derek Whiting.
Derek White, he had a good game last night.
He was good, but I mean, he's not what we've expected all year long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know how much of that was – I don't know how much he was helped by the presence of Drew Holiday last season, and that allowed Derek White a little more – freedom. I haven't done a full analysis on that. I'll get to the tape later.
Yeah, but, to the all what is it, the all 10?
Yeah. So I don't know, but
they won and they beat a crappy team which they should win. You know, Brooklyn, I think, has two wins on the year, so you got them again on
Friday
night.
But isn't this the worst case scenario? This is the worst place to be in sports, which is mediocre in the NBA.
It is the worst place to be.
You want a full tank over there, Curtis, right?
I wake up every morning with a full tank, I'll tell you that right now.
That's the problem. This is like, you know, NBA purgatory.
Right. You literally are in no man's land.
Nope.
See, it probably means that Jason Tatum, who you know wants to come back, is going to force his way back, and maybe that's not a bad thing. Like, you can't run through life being afraid of what might happen and afraid of a re-injury or whatever. So,
don't you think if Brad Stevens had the truth serum, he would say he wished they were, you know, a top three lottery team this year?
Yeah, all day long. I think he does. So, then he could just say, "Hey, JT, shut it down, and let's see what young stud we'll be able to get in the lottery this year coming out of college." Because you're right, Curtis. This is the worst place to be in the NBA.
And it'd be one thing, Wiggs, if they were beating good teams. And you're like, they're 500, but they're figuring it out. We've seen they're not good against good teams.
No.
And they are, you know, barely scraping by against the bottom teams of the NBA.
Yeah, so it's one of those things as Celtics fans, you know, we're holding on and, you know, we're hoping that, you know, what was it? Rick Pitino says, "Hey, Jason Tatum's walking through that door one day."
Well, I mean, I give him a lot of credit because it's got to be driving him crazy. He's there most every night, sitting on the bench, and he's been traveling with him. And so I give him a lot of credit for that. But I'm sure he wants to be back.
But isn't that the greatest gig? You stay at the Ritz, you eat out, and then you just sit and watch.
Yeah.
Always got courtside seats. Can't beat that.
For free on the donut.
Also, that could define my Neshoba Regional High School basketball career.
But in your case, it was Ritz Crackers.
I watched an awful lot of good basketball back in those days with the Chieftains.
Learned a lot.
Before they changed them over to the Wolves.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well,
were you
anyway,
a guy that goes, bring it in, bring it in?
Like, if we were up by 40, Coach Allard would be like, Hill, you're in.
All right.
Go in there and take a charge, and then get back here and on the bench.
Your mom and dad would get paged if it was 30 points or more in the second half.
It's like, oh, we got to go to another one of his games tonight. Nobody's not going to play. That's the worst.
I will give them credit. They went to every single
game. That's support right there.
But I never got in. But
which one's your kid? I don't worry about it.
My kid is the plump one on the end, wearing end of the bench, wearing 00. He's been injured all season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
High noon, Jones and Keith. Pure Hoops with Terp, Justin Turpin, WEEI every Wednesday here on the show. Terp, what's up? You were in the house in Brooklyn, right?
I was. Do I have to start with another apology or a statement towards Josh Jacobs, his family, his fans?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should apologize to
anyone
them,
that
actually.
Be associated with Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, you might want to say something.
We saw it
idea.
Coming. We saw it coming.
We
it
sadly
been a warning
did.
Shot.
Kind of. You should apologize to Keith for killing his fantasy team over there.
I'm sorry.
Up in smoke now.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
That is on you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about the Brooklyn win last night. Maybe we should rework the Jones and Keith NBA standings, Keith.
What's the formula for that?
I have the Celtics right now at 8-7. Last night would qualify as what we would determine a fake win or a bad win. And they were losing to the Nets with 9 minutes to go. I don't know. That's underwhelming. I thought they were going to mop the floor with that team last night. That's not what happened.
Yeah, you can't turn the ball over 20 times. I think it was like 21% of Brooklyn's points came from Boston turnovers. You give that amount of turnovers to any team, they're going to have a chance. And that's what they saw last night. It also helped that Brooklyn was making threes in the first half, but they did turn it around. And I guess the one positive I would take from it is it took a little bit from everybody. Like Sam Hauser only played 8 minutes the other night against the Clippers. He came up with a big steal, sparked a big run, 18-3 to close the game. Jaylen Brown, the turnovers were an issue, but he scored 17 points in the third quarter. Peyton Pritchard in the first half. Guys like Baylor Shireman coming in. So you've really got a little bit of everything or a little bit of something from everybody. And I think that is a positive you can take from it.
What did you think of Jaylen Brown, though, in the first half, and then Mazzulla deciding to sit him down?
Yeah, I just don't think you can play him in the state of New York anymore. Eight turnovers against the Knicks, seven against Brooklyn.
Brutal.
I mean, that's probably about a third of his turnovers to come in New York. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it is about going to that state and his turnovers, but you can't have that. Like, the turnovers he had, and, you know, he admitted to it after. He said he was playing poorly, and that's why Joe Mazzulla got away from him. And I think he does set that standard, Joe does, and, you know, holding these guys to the highest, you know, standard mm-hmm. that they can play. And that's why he only played 10 minutes yesterday. So, I mean, the turnovers have been an issue at times. In the grand scheme of things, though, it is kind of inflated by those two New York games. Like, yeah, he's still towards the top of the league, but he's behind guys like Giannis, behind guys like Luka and James Harden, Stephon Castle. It's just when you have the ball in your hands that much, like, you're inevitably going to turn the ball over. But for the most part, I don't think it's been as bad as it may look.
So Nick came in and was giving us some stats, and I forget the Devin Booker piece to this, but Jaylen Brown has 53 turnovers and 61 assists this year.
Ugh.
Like, that's...
Yeah, it's second to Devin Booker.
Second most turnovers?
Yeah, Devin Booker has 57. But he also has 103 assists to Jaylen
Brown.
Right,
so like a much better ratio.
Every year, by the way, the best players have the most turnovers. Yeah. Just they have the ball all the time. However, they usually make up for it with...
Well, this... You know. I mean, not to compare him to Mac Jones, but like, this used to be my thing with Mac Jones. If Mac Jones is going to turn it over, you got to make some plays.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of turnovers for not a lot of...
Correct.
You know, helping out his teammates and not a lot of assists. And you can say they've missed shots, and they have, but that, I mean, how do we defend 61 assists against 53 turnovers?
I do think the turnovers, or the assists rather, will start to go up because you just mentioned it. They have missed shots. And the thing is with Jaylen,
they made a bunch of shots last night. He had four assists.
Right, but the thing is with Jaylen's assist, for the most part, is drive and kick. So he needs those guys to cash in on those makes, and they haven't been making them. So I do think those will start to trickle up against Memphis. Two games ago now, he had a season high six. Like, that's going to start to go up as they start to make shots.
But I thought, without Tatum and the ball in his hands more, I thought he might, like, average six. And
I thought his rebounds and assists would go up.
Me too.
I thought both would go up. They really haven't. And just to be fair to Jaylen Brown, Nick's right about, like, the total turnovers. If you go to turnovers per game, he's played more games than other guys. He's 10th. So it's, like, a little bit more, you know,
in line.
Palpable, I guess. But, yeah, it hasn't been... Hasn't been great for him. But overall, his season, would you say, has been like what you expected, or has it been disappointing?
I think he's been an all-NBA player
this
season. I really do. I mean, what he's been doing on both ends of the floor, he's averaging what? I think he's top five in total points this year. His rebounding has been good. Like, the defense has been good. I think he's given them all that he's given them a chance to win every night. And what he's doing from the mid-range is incredible. Like, he's been one of the best mid-range shooters in the league. Been getting downhill, really, you know, driving that effort to get out and run. He's done a great job with that. So I think he's been an all-NBA player this year.
So if he's an all-NBBA player, why are they only 8-7?
I think a lot of that comes down to what we talked about at the beginning with the schedule, and guys around him weren't making shots at first, and he hasn't been perfect, right? We just talked about it.
The turnovers are bad. Yeah, I would say that's
like
a problem.
He has been far from perfect, but like, now they're starting to put it together where they weren't making shots at the beginning of the year. They obviously, we talked about the schedule that they saw. Like, now they're starting to piece it a little bit together. And I do wonder a little bit, like, now that they are starting to make those shots and we're starting to see that turnaround, does something else pop up that, like, maybe there is another hole in their armor here? And I don't think it is the turnovers, because they've been so good at taking care of the ball. They entered last night.
Last night for the team was an outlier. I agree. Yeah. The 19 turnovers was an outlier for the team. They're not outliers for him, but they're an outlier for the team. Yeah.
But I wonder if there is something else that pops up. Like, the defense has been, I think, to everyone's standards, been kind of overachieving. They're top 10 right now in defensive rating. Like, who would have expected that? Mm-hmm. Like, especially with the front court that they have. So I do wonder, now that the shooting is coming around, if there is something that pops up.
You know, I mean, it's still like a lot of season to shake itself out, and they could be a playoff team. I just feel like, going back to like the all-NBA stuff, like, part of it with those guys is the win stat too, right?
Usually.
Because last year, just doing a quick look at it, I think all 15 guys that were all-NBA were on playoff teams, right? Like, I think they were all in the playoffs. Sometimes that's where you get like multiple guys, even, because you're just rewarding the really good teams. So that's going to be the next thing that sort of has to happen, because if they're not in the top six, I don't know, the stats can be great, but it's hard to say you're really one of those guys. Like, you need to be able to lead your team, even though I know the talent's not what it used to be. The surrounding pieces aren't what it used to be, but you need to be able to raise the level of everybody else.
I'm not at all saying they're going to finish there, but they're two games back of the two seed, which is just incredible.
It's congested right now.
Like,
it's super congested.
That's how congested the Eastern Conference is. And I still think I am where I was at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Where they're going to be make the playoffs as like a six or seven seed. I think that's where you kind of look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just the Eastern Conference is so compact right now. And that changes obviously with any kind of injury. This team cannot afford an injury like to any of those top guys. And if they do, then, you know, this team looks a lot differently. But I really do think they're still kind of finishing there if they can stay healthy.
Text line is saying they lost to Utah Terp. I don't want to hear about the schedule. I saw on the Twitch chat a Justin Razor Turpin mentioned in there on the Twitch chat.
Well, Terp hasn't quit the show yet.
No, well,
so
not yet.
You can't say that.
Not yet. Yeah. But they think you're being a little too rosy on the Celtics. I would say there's a big difference between six and seven. Like, if you're in that top six, you're not messing around with a play-in game. And that, to me, would meet the expectations coming into the year. My expectations remain there. You just said you think there'll be a team right on the cusp of that play-in. Like, where should we draw the line for what is a successful year with this team?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tough. I think probably, like, when we were looking at it at the beginning of the year, it was right around 500, right? That's kind of where you were looking at. That's kind of what you were hoping for. And they're turning it around. I mean, that's for sure. You look at it like, what, they won 8 of their last 12 after a slow start. Again, they're top 10 in offensive, defensive, and net rating. A lot of that has to do with the blowouts, and it's a smaller sample size.
And a lot of it, too, if we're going to play the schedule game, like if they started with a harder schedule and they're starting to win more games, look who they're winning some of them against, right? Like that,
right.
That aids in that as well. But no, I would agree they're largely playing better, although I didn't think they played great at all last night. They won,
no,
but I didn't think they played great.
No, they weren't great at all. And again, like, you have 20 turnovers, like, you're going to give any team a chance to win. And the interesting thing is with Brooklyn, though, is like they played them hard all of last year too. I think all their games against Brooklyn last year were decided by two possessions. Like, for whatever reason, that's a team that's given them trouble even in past iterations, but that's not a pass for last night. Like, they were not
good last night. That's a horrible Nets team. Like, looking at their roster, we're like, this is who they start? Like, what is this?
That was one
team?
Of the things that stuck out to me. It's like, you're not going to out-tank teams like
that.
No,
you can't. Like, there's like 5 to 6 teams that are just
the
so
Wizards
bad.
And the Nets Pacers. And teams like that. Yeah, you're not. Yeah, the Pacers without Halliburton. Like, at least you've been representative without Tatum. I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the league without Halliburton.
You just
that's
can't
true.
Out-tank those teams. And Brooklyn's one of them. Like, and I guess it the way the Celtics turned it around in the fourth quarter, held them to 14 points, got back to their defense, was able to make some shots. Like, that's encouraging. But, like, all in all, that game was not pretty last night. It wasn't necessarily encouraging, but, you know, they're just not going to out-tank them. That was one of my takeaways from that.
Seems like there's been, like, I don't know if it's like an audition or just, you know, that fifth starter seems to be still, Mazzulla's trying to figure out between, you know, the lawnmower, Josh Minot, or Jordan Walsh. Who do you think has the upper hand right now?
I wouldn't be surprised at all if Jordan Walsh doesn't start Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just been so fluid. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Baylor Shireman gets a shot. Or even Hugo Gonzalez, who's been a DNP.
Let me tell
DNP.
You, with him real quick.
Which one?
Shireman.
Yeah.
Shireman actually not terrible on defense. Like, I thought the book on him was going to be he was going to come in
just
and be
shoot.
A sniper and might not play well on defense. He's got more size than I guess thought. And he's a better defender than I expected, which I guess has stood out in the minutes that he's played.
Yeah, I didn't look at it this morning, but entering last night, he was holding opponents to more than 10% less than what they're expected to shoot when he's defending them. And he's been really active defensively with his steals. Like, I think his defensive pressure has been great, and he's earned more minutes. He's quietly kind of trickling up in minutes. And it's like, he's gotten close to 20 in the last couple games. So I think I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a shot as well. It's been fluid. Like, it's whoever shows up on that given night. And Joe praised the depth going into the year, that he really believed they were a deep team. And I guess this is what he meant. Like, they have so many wings that can go and contribute. And, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a start, like, if Jordan Walsh isn't back in the lineup on Friday night starting.
And getting any better for Simons? I mean, I feel like he had a good first half last night, and then it was kind of real quiet after that.
The minutes were at least up. Like, he was way down the game before
that. He played 26 minutes, which I guess I'll take, but he only took 4 shots. Like, what? You know, like, got to the free throw line a little bit, but I don't know. I still expect more out of him, but maybe it's just a fit thing.
It's right? Like he's got the invisibility cloak in the second half there. He did a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah,
in that
really.
Half.
And not, he didn't know he was out there.
In the first half, I was like, he kind of needed a game like this. Yeah. He needed to see shots go in, kind of, you know, be able to facilitate the offense. I thought he did a great job passing the ball in the first half as well, but in the second half, really didn't do anything. He just doesn't look comfortable.
It and does not seem like a fit.
It feels like we're back to the Derek White, Marcus Smart, and Malcolm Brogdon trio here, where there's just too much of a logjam that can't necessarily coexist. And for Simon, it's like, what are they going to do? Like, when Peyton Pritchard and Derek White are playing as well as they are, there's just really no room for him. It
feels
just
like he is
going to
get traded.
It does.
You know, cause it felt like it. With the second they got him,
what are you
going to
get for
him
now, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
like, he doesn't have a contract
cap relief.
He's a bench player.
They do value
and he's not
those second round
well.
Picks.
Yeah, I mean,
they got almost second round. In a
I just,
years.
I thought he was a good return for Holiday because I thought you really had no leverage with Holiday. So I thought Brad did pretty well with that trade. I mean, he's going to have no trade value other than an expiring deal. He's going to have no value.
And he's the one other. Oh, we were talking about this earlier, Terp. One of the old guys that they let go. He's the only one actually playing well. Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
like
he's been
Horford
great.
Stinks, and Porzingis is hurt again. So. I thought Holiday might be more on the backside of his career than maybe the other guys are, but at least he's been playing pretty well for Portland.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And I bet to the Simon thing, it is just kind of interesting because I do think there could still be some value for him because teams are always looking for a shooter at the deadline.
Yeah, yeah, and he can do that.
And he's still top 10 in made threes this season in a limited role, and we're talking about how he hasn't been great, and he's still making
those
shots.
Yeah, but
what
are we talking about? Are we really talking about second-round picks? Or like I don't even
probably second-round picks.
Right, but that's nothing. Like, no, I mean, that's not I'm not saying teams won't want him, but, like, that's nothing. You know what I mean?
It's nothing like we expected with him. Like, you know, you expected him to come in and possibly even start. Like, you know,
I wanted him to start the whole time. Last time you were on last week, we were talking about getting the starting lineup and getting Pritchard out.
Doesn't
so,
that's happening.
No, I mean, it's gone completely the opposite way since the last time we talked to you on that. Let me ask you this. You ever seen anybody run the way Luka Garza runs? I noticed this when I was in the house on Wednesday, upgraded seats, Bragg.
Wow, that is nice.
And I noticed him running in person more than I noticed it on TV, but now that I've seen it, I notice it more watching the games on TV. I've heard other Celtics fan buddy of mine bring this up. His weird running, like how?
He's got a strange gait.
I mean, it is, and it's so slow. I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody run like Luka Garza.
You want to hear a ridiculous stat?
Yes, obviously.
Luka Garza.
Hey, stat of the week nominee.
Ears open. Stat of the week back there. Okay. Yeah.
So this is the NBA tracking, which again, we've been very clear is far from perfect.
His player tracking has to be like 1 mile an hour.
He has the highest average speed on the Celtics.
No way.
Wait a minute. No
Luka
way.
Garza.
So he just goes full go. No,
that would say average speed.
No, that makes sense. No, he never walks. Everybody else will walk. They'll occasionally walk.
He's average speed.
Average speed.
He never stops.
He doesn't have a low speed. He's just always going.
He's
not fast.
You know what I think it is?
His arms are moving so much. I've never seen someone's arms move like that when they run. I've never seen it.
I think it's because he's a big man and he has the longest run. Yeah. Obviously, he's under the
He's running further.
So he has to run further. So I think that might be it.
But like,
I saw that the other day.
Kata has to run equal amounts of distance. And like, I have to imagine he does it faster than Luka Garza.
I saw that the other day. I was like, that just can't be true.
That might be the stat of the week. I've never seen a human run like that.
It's
all arms.
Right now.
It's all arms. And it's going not quickly, although I guess in my face, I guess it's faster than I thought.
He's not bad, though. Like, he's been decent. You know, because
I like him as a player. I've never seen anybody run like that.
How do you think Brad Stevens has done overall now that we've seen all these guys that he acquired? Because we all know he was forced to dump salary. So he didn't go into the year being like, these are the four or five guys that I want. But based on what he was asked to do, how do you think he did?
I mean, you're finding some hits, which I think is a positive. Like Josh Minot looks like a guy who can contribute to the next iteration. Namish Keita, I know he was already here, you know, he's looking like somebody that can contribute to the next iteration. Jordan Walsh as well. Ugo Gonzalez. So you're looking down the line. It's like there has been moments from everybody on this team. Guys like Chris Boucher, not really. Anthony Simons, not really. But you take that Anthony Simons deal again if you're Brad Stevens. Like you have a chance to bring this guy in, at least give him an audition, see how he fits. You do that again. So all in all, I think it's been pretty good.
Yeah, but so my question, I guess, too, would be like as we look even further down the road, it can't just be, hey, we get Tatum back and then we'll see what it is. And I'm not talking about for this season. I'm saying for next season. Like what else would have to happen to get it back to where it was?
You got
to
spend money in the offseason. Yeah. You got to hit in the draft.
Yeah,
especially if they're picking kind of middle to the beginning of the first round. You have to spend and you have to hit those draft picks. So you're not really relying on these guys to come in and start.
Don't you feel like with the contracts that are now in place in the NBA, and specifically on this team, Brown, Tatum, White, like what more can you really do? Isn't that it? Don't you basically sink or swim with those three guys based on the contracts that they have?
Maybe you try to cash in that white chip is maybe what you try to do.
I mean, next season, so even let's call this season as far as Tatum's concerned a wash. Next season, it's $58 million for Tatum, $57 million for Brown, $30 million for White. What else are you putting around that?
Yeah, well, you're not signing it free agency. You got to go out there and make trades. This owner has no appetite to add to salary, at least initially. So let's see. All I'd say on the Stevens thing, like I like some of the findings like Minot, but right now he's built a roster that doesn't fit and really has nothing in the front court and too many point guards battling it out for like, or too many small guards.
Too many wings.
Battling
too.
It out for too many spots.
This felt more like a Danny Ainge. Let me get the talent and then you guys figure it out.
Here's all I'd say on Brad. And some of the pieces he's found look like they can play. Minot's a good example. Maybe Garza's a good example. It's a year where Joe Mazzulla feels like he's been exposed to this point in time. Same thing with some of the players we've talked about. Pritchard, White, certainly Jaylen Brown is a true number one. I mean, I'm not putting Brad on that list yet, but I want to watch and see where it goes with the roster. Because right now he's built a roster that really doesn't make a ton of sense. I know his hand was forced by ownership and the Tatum injury. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that there were challenges there. But he also needs to build a basketball roster in the meantime. And I'm looking at a roster that doesn't fit and that is underachieved.
Do you think Joe's been exposed this year? I mean, the way that we're talking about the roster.
Yeah, I didn't think he would, but I think right now, I didn't think they'd be barely beating Brooklyn to get over 500 for the first time 15 games into the year.
I do think just the way that we're talking about this roster and for them to be in the top 10 in offense and defense and net rating,
but they have a guy
that's a little bit different.
They have a guy that you think
defense.
Is all NBA and two other, you know, quality starters.
You
got
the sixth man of the year. You have another guy who's on the Olympic team that should be an all-star.
So I do. I mean, look, if it changes, then we'll change our opinion. But right now through 15 games, do I think Mazzulla's been exposed? Yeah. He didn't change. They don't change how they played with completely different personnel. They play the exact
same
way. They've
completely changed how they play.
Not offensively.
Defensively, offensively they have. They've taken more threes more twos than threes in the majority of their game. They've completely changed the way they play.
But they're still leading the NBA. Last check, I mean, let me see where this is at now.
Yeah, they take 44 threes a game.
They're still jacking up more threes than anybody else. So, I mean, maybe they've tweaked it a little bit to more twos than threes. I mean, I'd call that a minor victory. That's like a minor leveling
out. But
that's
also
jacking up a million threes.
But with Jaylen Brown now being your leading scorer, I think that was also going to happen. And there are nights where he takes plenty of threes, don't get me wrong, but I think he looks for twos more than Tatum would, or more than Horford would, or Porzingis would, Derek White. Like, those guys are really more three-point dominant.
Yeah, where are they at?
Where are they ranking threes?
I'm sorry,
attempts?
They're actually, they've been passed by Cleveland, but they're still top of the league in three-pointers hucked up. So to me, that's
Was it after last night? What are they at?
They're at 44.2, which 40. Is right behind Cleveland at 45.4.
So like 6 or 7 less than what they were last year.
Yeah, but do you
still
think
still a lot.
But is that playing different, or have the numbers just come down a little bit? They're not playing. They're not like bottom of the league. They're still number two in 3 points.
No, but they weren't going to be bottom of the league.
Right, because they're not going to change how they play. They're going to keep hucking it up.
We also have to play to the three-point line now. That's just the NBA. And with this roster, like guys like Peyton Pritchard and Derek White,
you don't have to. They're three-point shooters. The Rockets are dead last in three-point attempts, and they're good.
Look, they also have like 4 7-footers.
No, but I'm saying, but
they're massive.
Right, but you don't have to
play like that the Pistons don't shoot a lot of threes.
For this
the Pistons
roster,
are killing
they do.
It.
For this roster, when you're like talking about Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, like Jalen's kind of the lone exception. When you're looking at the scores,
how about
like,
Toronto? How about Toronto? I don't like Toronto's roster at all. They're 9-4, 9-5, whatever they are. They're like six fewest in threes. Denver doesn't shoot threes. Like, that's a lot of good teams
that
don't shoot
size,
threes.
Size, though. The Celtics don't have size. That's the issue. Like, you can't drive. Like, what are they going to do? Like, the floaters with Namish Keita and Luka Garza can only do so much.
Sure. You don't have to play with your back to the basket, but you can go to the basket. You don't have to shoot. What was the possession last night? Was it 3 or 4 straight threes where they just kept grabbing offensive rebounds and kicking it out? And White, to his credit, eventually hit one. But it was like 3 or 4 different cracks at wide open threes, as opposed to you have the basketball inside the arc. You are allowed to shoot in there.
And they do. It's just like with this team, their best, most of the time, their best shots are coming from three. Like, that's just how this team is built right now.
Yeah. I expected more out of this whole team, Mazzulla included. And, you know, that to me is frustrating. But if they continue to turn it around or continue to win games anyway, they've won 3 in a row. If they continue to win games, then that'll change. But right now, that's where I'm at with this team. Pure Hoops with Terp every Wednesday at high noon. Bozo touchdown. Oh, no. Not this week.
Not for Terp.
No,
you're
no,
on timeout, though.
No.
You're just suspended. It doesn't mean you can't come back.
We're
like
getting
Jamar
Jackson
Chase.
Pick this week.
Jackson's picking on Friday.
Yeah.
If he gets it right, he'll pick again. If he gets it wrong, we have replacements ready to go.
Oh, next week we'll actually do. Let's do it all Thanksgiving. Parlay.
Oh,
on Wednesday. Let's
good
do it.
Idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Let's do that.
Great idea. No morning games though.
Yeah, no morning.
Sadly,
games. And no Terp for that.
No,
but yeah, well,
he'll set this one out.
He'll still be suspended for that. Terp, good stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.